This is Ethan in Brooklyn. Build the mosque, build the Cordova Center, build a Muslim cultural center anywhere in New York, except there. It's not a question of religious freedom. Of course, there's a right to build there. No one's denying that. It's simply bad taste.
Conversation that started yesterday when we looked at the issues surrounding the building of an Islamic center, the Cordova Center, close to Ground Zero. It is actually going to proceed. Yesterday, New York City's Landmarks Preservation Commission denied landmark status to a building currently at the site, thereby allowing it to be demolished and replaced by this proposed Cordova Center. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg held a news conference yesterday after the vote.
We would be untrue to the best part of ourselves and who we are as New Yorkers and Americans if we said no to a mosque in Lower Manhattan.
Being a statesman, the mayor being a statesman,
yeah, so,
there, I think.
Well, we were exploring yesterday conversations among Muslims, whether this was a battle to have or not at this particular time in history, at this particular place. And
it's
that
such,
was pretty interesting.
It's such a sensitive area because it shouldn't be because, on the one hand, as you've pointed out, it's a constitutional right. I mean, it's not about religion. It's about something very different.
Well, as the first listener there who called 877-8-MY-TAKE, that is 877-869-8253. Said it's not a matter of rights, it's a matter of taste. That was really the theme of a lot of the responses that we got. Steve King emailed us his thoughts at thetakeaway.org. If we really want to strike a blow against Al-Qaeda, he wrote, we should embrace moderate Muslims even near the hallowed ground, quote unquote, spoken about in the show. Christians and Jews and folks of other faiths could walk over at lunchtime and shake some hands. Take that, Bin Laden. Jeff, a Vietnam vet from South Carolina, called us at that number, 877-8-MY-TAKE, and he gave his opinion.
We lost 3,000 Americans because of this attack. I think it's an absolute affront that they are putting a mosque a few blocks away, and it's just absolutely wrong. We need to stand up for ourselves.
The question of affronts versus rights versus provocations versus inflammatory, this is the spectrum here that's evoked this conversation.
And because 9/11 and Ground Zero are the contact points, there just is no more sensitive button to press in this country right now.
Well, that listener was from South Carolina, and as our guest pointed out yesterday, the conversation is very different outside New York versus inside New York. Here's another listener from Augusta, Georgia.
My name's Tim Smith. I'm in the Army. I'm an infantryman. I've been to Iraq twice. I believe that it should be a non-issue. This has nothing to do with the Twin Towers. Being Muslim has nothing to do with the whole thing. There's a whole spectrum of religious extremism. And it's not just Muslims who are doing it.
I just love hearing from our people in uniform. It's amazing what they're learning and what they're bringing back.
Some wisdom there. Chaz, listening on WJWJ in Beaufort, South Carolina, writes on thetakeaway.org, we're confusing a disaster site created by crazy people and another group of people attempting to build a structure for prayer. Tolerance toward religion is one of our rights guaranteed by the Constitution, and to oppose this is simply foolish. But here's what Carol said. She emailed us at thetakeaway.org. A mosque can be built in New York when a Christian church and a Jewish shul can be built in Mecca. Now, I wonder if that's... Would you compare Ground Zero to Mecca? Is that an apples and oranges thing?
No, Ground Zero is not Mecca. Ground Zero is not religious. Ground Zero is a civilian issue.
It's a place of pilgrimage, though, if you go down there and see the people
going
with their cameras. Keep the conversation going at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.